I don't want to dwell too much on ABF. But then again, this is a podcast about fundraising by a VC, so maybe it makes sense to just add one more piece of the puzzle here. And that piece of the puzzle is the founder perspective. I'm pleased to introduce Liz Georgie, co-founder and CEO of Suna. We're going to hear more from Liz later on, but this was a great clip where she shares her perspective on ABF. Take it away, Liz.
ABF, or Always Be Fundraising, is a funny maxim. It's one that is true and isn't true in a funny sort of way. So the ways in which it's true is you never know where your next check is going to come from, and you never know where your next introduction is going to come from. There have been times that I've written something on Twitter and I've gotten an introduction to a fund, or someone's reached out to me. There have been times when I've been at an event locally, or I've been at a virtual panel and I've said something. I got an introduction to someone who's interested in our business. You don't want to meet an investor for the very first time when you're fundraising. It's just not the best time to get people into the headspace of liking you, liking your business. And so always be fundraising really should just be always be building relationships, in my mind. You're always talking about the business. You're always talking about the opportunity of the business. I often think of my job as, how can I, in any room I enter, leave people with the impression that Suna is a great business that they want to be involved in some way? Sometimes that means fundraising, but sometimes that just means inspiring someone to share your business with a customer, or inspiring someone to apply for a job at your company, or inspiring a partner to reach out and strike a deal. You're always promoting the business. And I would rebrand Always Be Fundraising to Always Be Cheerleading. Always be cheerleading the mission, the vision, the opportunity, and your business and how you're solving that.